As the Delta variant is raging across the U.S., the nation remains divided between states fighting the virus and states fighting the science. States led by politicians who know better. Case in point, Florida. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is barring school districts in the state from enacting mask mandates. Never mind that conservatives tend to support local control over their schools. That's only part of the problem. The problem is that Florida has been one of the leaders in the U.S. in COVID cases, just as kids too young to be vaccinated are heading back to the classroom. The Delta variant is slamming states where vaccination rates are lagging behind much of the country. The map is very clear there. One of those Delta hotspots is Missouri, where Senator Josh Hawley has been going after the Biden administration for requiring vaccinations for federal employees. He seemed okay with fear and intimidation on January 6th, but I digress. Hawley understands the importance of the vaccine. He's already gotten his. The big reason for vaccines for federal employees, of course, is that vaccination rates are too low to end the pandemic in this country. We are now dealing with the consequences of our actions. The virus mutated into the Delta variant, which is now unleashing misery all over the U.S. Hospitals are filling up, the number of dead rising again. So yes, governments, corporations, they're requiring vaccinations. And yes, some local leaders are calling on masks to return so kids can safely go back to school, so we can prevent more lockdowns. As this pandemic grinds on, our top scientists warned the virus could mutate into other variants. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the next variant could be more contagious and more lethal.